The sexually transmitted disease gonorrhea is growing in parts of the region. The numbers of cases are growing rapidly in several counties, with numbers well above 100% growth in some areas. Gonorrhea is certainly treatable, but the rapid growth of cases is certainly a matter of concern to health officials. They are working to figure out reasons for the rise and ways to curtail it. Dr. Sean Schaefer, MD, is a medical epidemiologist with Oregon Public Health and our guest here on the Jefferson Exchange. Dr. Schaefer, thanks for joining us.
Hi, how are you this morning?
Doing okay. How about you?
Just fine, thanks.
So let's talk about gonorrhea generally, what it is and how it affects the body.
All right. Gonorrhea is a sexually transmitted disease, and it's been around forever. It can cause symptoms anywhere from burning when you pee or vaginal discharge in women. And it can sometimes disseminate and cause severe generalized illness in some people. And in people who have long-standing infections, it can cause problems with fertility. The interesting thing about gonorrhea, though, is that the majority of women don't have any symptoms at all, and quite a number of men infected with gonorrhea also do not experience symptoms.
So if they're asymptomatic, then, I mean, can it still cause damage to the body?
You know, that's a great question. I don't think you can say with certainty what will happen in every instance of untreated gonorrhea. Certainly, if untreated and the infection persists, then especially in women, that's a substantial cause of subsequent infertility.
So the issue then would seem to be that if you're not showing symptoms and not doing anything about them, therefore, you can spread it a lot easier.
Well, in fact, that's one of the reasons why gonorrhea tends to be so problematic, is that people who are infected often unwittingly transmit it to others. And, you know, it's part of the strategy for control. People who might be at risk, and really everybody who's sexually active ought to think of themselves at risk, should be tested for gonorrhea periodically and more often if they have other risk factors.
All right. Is gonorrhea somewhat easier to treat because it is bacterial, right?
Oh, gonorrhea is a bacterial infection. Like syphilis and chlamydia, other common bacterial sexually transmitted infections. And yes, it's imminently treatable with two antibiotics that are widely available. So the main thing is that people know that they might be at risk and seek testing and treatment.
So what is the general trend in cases? Let's talk as broadly as we can, if you have national figures, and then narrow down to the counties in Oregon that are having some issues.
Well, you know, let me start out by saying that gonorrhea was, you know, probably four or five times higher in the 60s and 70s than it is now. So with a historical perspective, this is not remarkable. However, in the last couple of decades, the numbers that we're seeing in Oregon are the highest since the early 1990s. Oregon continues to have gonorrhea rates that are less than, in the recent past, about a third of the national average, although with our recent increases of, I heard you mention, regionally in southern Oregon of 100% or more in some counties, that's true. Statewide, we've had about a 20% increase in cases during each of the last 2 years, and it looks like we're headed for that again this year. With those increases, we start to approach recent historical national averages. Some of the counties that are leading the increase in Oregon. In fact, over the last couple of years, really, you could attribute the entire increase to increases in Jackson, Lane, Josephine, Douglas counties in southern central Oregon.
Okay, so Jackson, Lane, Josephine, Douglas, and when are these numbers from? Because I know there's a little bit of a time lag, it seems like, in getting reports and diseases.
Well, you know, that's a great question, and it's interesting that people like me might be a little obscure for some, but there's a handful of diseases, about 30, that are that doctors and laboratories must report to the public health state and local public health officials, and we work to, you know, part of the reason we're able to sit and talk about this is that because public health locally and at the state levels, you know, continuously on the job setting up systems to be able to count these. And we get better all the time at timeliness. I would say that it's better now than, you know, than it's been ever in terms of the timeliness of our ability to recognize disease reports, because we have electronic methods of capturing laboratory reports of gonorrhea testing. So within a week or two, we're able to, you know, to see cases show up in our systems for counting.
All right, but the recent news stories that moved around indicated that the changes were generally from 2012 to 2013. Is that right?
Right. We, you know, it just kind of depends on how we present that information for the public. Often people like to see annual totals, but if you were to go to, for example, the state website, you would see that we have totals posted through July of this year, and we're looking at numbers that are continuing to increase by about 20% annually.
All right, Sean Schaefer is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, an MD, a medical epidemiologist with Oregon Public Health. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange as we talk about gonorrhea, its prevalence, and its spread in a couple of parts of the region. Join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760, anywhere you can hear us. Our Rogue Valley local number is 541-552-6782. Our email address is jx@jeffnet.org. So when you look year against year, for example, we're talking 2013 numbers versus 2012 numbers, an 18% jump in gonorrhea cases across the state of Oregon. Is that number leveling off a little bit since you say there is more recent information available?
No, it doesn't appear to be leveling off. It looks to me like we're gonna, you know, we're gonna be end up reporting about 20% more cases in 2014 than we did in 2013. So, gonorrhea remains a concern. I think it's sort of one of those things that's been around forever, and people tend to get a little complacent. So, we all need to know that if we're sexually active, and you know, that includes almost all of us who are adults, and even if you don't happen to be sexually active at the moment, you have teenage or adolescent children, or a friend of yours is pregnant. Everybody can be affected by gonorrhea and needs to be cognizant of it. And that's, you know, that's one of the ways that we'll be able to limit its transmission.
But only spread from person to person by sexual contact?
Only by sexual contact, and only person to person by any kind of sexual contact, which people often ask about. So it could be anal or genital or oral sex. They can all transmit gonorrhea, and I think I mentioned earlier that a lot of people who acquire gonorrhea infections don't have any symptoms at all.
Mm-hmm. All right. So when we look at, you're thinking about a 20% jump, but perhaps again this year across the state of Oregon, I'm noticing that the numbers between 2012 and 2013, up 270% in Josephine County, 387% in Jackson County, 1,050% in Douglas County. And I granted these are counties that had generally handfuls of cases to begin with. So if they get a bunch more, you get huge percentage increases, but these are certainly notable and worth paying attention to, it would seem.
Oh, absolutely. I think you framed it pretty accurately. You know, Douglas, as you mentioned, is traditionally expects a couple of cases a year. That's how many they had in 2012, for example, and they had 23 in 2013, and then that many through the first half of 2014. So, you know, that's similar to what's being seen in Lane, Josephine, Jackson counties.
And are there any good theories, Dr. Schaefer, about why in particular these counties, what's going on in these counties that might cause the growth to be so rapid?
I don't think that they're, you know, that we can say that we know why they're increasing in those counties. I wish that we could, and we're certainly looking carefully at disease reporting data to try to understand as much as we can about those trends. Gonorrhea itself is an infectious disease, and infectious diseases in general tend to have a kind of a periodic incidence where they increase and decrease over time naturally. And so, you know, to some extent, we see increases periodically that then wane. But no, we don't have an adequate understanding of why we're seeing such big increases in that part of the state.
In the required reporting, do you get any information about number of sexual partners or frequency of sexual activity, any sort of socioeconomic or lifestyle or other issues that might help solve the puzzle for you?
Yeah, in fact, we try to interview as many of these cases as we can, and I think, you know, the unsung heroes in this are the local health departments. Those staff members, you know, have seen their resources dwindle substantially, both at the state, federal, and local level over the last 10 years. They continue to, you know, make tremendous efforts to interview those folks. And they do ask about risk factors, including the number of sexual partners. And the idea there is that they reach out to those people with infections to try to help them notify their partners. And I think, one of the things that a lot of people don't know about, that's a tool for treating gonorrhea in our state since 2010. It's been legal for doctors who diagnose gonorrhea to give prescriptions. Additional prescriptions to the person they diagnosed with gonorrhea to take to their partners for treatment. That's known as expedited partner therapy, and it's certainly a strategy that we want to start to re-encourage for gonorrhea. We've encouraged it consistently for chlamydia. Unfortunately, some of the concerns that have risen nationally in the last couple of years over resistance to antibiotics and gonorrhea that haven't played out quite as much as people were concerned about led us to be a little bit cautious about gonorrhea expedited partner therapy. But given the recent increases, we're looking closely at re-encouraging expedited partner therapy for gonorrhea cases.
So rather than just having to make the uncomfortable phone call, then you also can deliver some antibiotics with the information.
Yeah, that's right. So the ideal circumstance, of course, is that a person can, who's a partner to someone who has gonorrhea, can get themselves in for testing and evaluation. That's particularly important if the partner happens to be pregnant or is a man who has sex with men, because the risk of other sexually transmissible infections are very high, or the risk of complications. For example, of gonorrhea and pregnancy, including the loss of the pregnancy, is high. So we like to see, especially in those cases, partners that actually get in for treatment. But, it isn't always possible. So in terms of the public health aspect of gonorrhea, it's quite an effective tool to have expedited partner therapy available.
Dr. Schaefer, I want to come back to the numbers again, because, again, the increase in cases between 2012 and 2013, 270% in Josephine County, 1,050 in Douglas, 387 in Jackson County. Do you have the numbers for Lane County in front of you?
I do have the numbers for Lane County in front of me. In Lane County, during 2010, they had 43 cases. In 2012, 126, pardon me, and 216 in 2013. You know, they're on track to have over 300 cases during 2014. So if you look at that four-year or five-year interval now, from 43 cases reported during 2010 to 300 cases reported this year. So that's an incredible strain on the public health system there in Lane County.
Are these counties really outliers? I mean, is Multnomah County, no other urban county, showing the same kind of growth?
Traditionally, Multnomah County, Clackamas County, Washington County, Salem, Marion County, our urban counties, do have higher rates or what we call incidence of gonorrhea, and they continue to have higher incidence, but the gap between those urban and rural counties is decreasing.
All right, so in other words, the rural counties are catching up.
That would be one way to put it.
Which is not a good way to think about things, or not a good thing to happen. Let's put it that way. Dr. Schaefer, you mentioned that you certainly can treat gonorrhea with antibiotics. It is a bacterial infection. Is there any issue arising with resistance to antibiotics, that the drugs are shrugging off, or that the infection is shrugging off the use of certain kinds of antibiotics?
Well, let me say first that with two other bacterial infections, chlamydia and syphilis, the answer is mostly no. Traditional antibiotics work great. That's also true for gonorrhea. The antibiotics that we've been using during the last decade are quite effective. However, there has been a lot of concern nationally about the potential for the loss of effectiveness of antibiotics to treat gonorrhea. We saw that with penicillin, for example, which was first available in the 1940s for gonorrhea, and you know, was one of the reasons for gigantic declines in gonorrhea incidence during the World War II era and subsequently. And then over the years, the bug acquired the ability to be resistant to penicillin, and we needed to switch. And then the drug we switched to then became ineffective the early part of the 2000s. And now the drug we use now, ceftriaxone, continues to be effective, but there's concern that gonorrhea, being a wily microbe, will acquire the ability to be less susceptible to that drug. And and I think the reservoir of new drugs for gonorrhea isn't as great as it once was, and there's a lot of concern about what we'll do if gonorrhea does acquire that resistance.
That was my next question, is if there's much left on the shelf, and it sounds like there isn't.
Well, there seems to be a paucity of research for new antimicrobial agents at this time. Although I think some of this calls nationally for concern about the possibility of susceptibility have led to some increasing efforts to try to identify alternative drugs.
All right. On the lookout for other ways to get rid of gonorrhea and other sexually transmitted diseases. Gonorrhea cases on a big rise, particularly in Jackson, Lane, Josephine, and Douglas counties. Sean Schaefer, MD, is a medical epidemiologist with Oregon Public Health. He's been our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Dr. Schaefer, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having us.